Every sport has its own traditions. The Gatorade bath in the NFL, the playoff beard in hockey, Indy 500 winners drinking milk. But baseball is a sport, more than any other, rooted in its past and superstitions. In baseball, you have the ceremonial first pitch, the seventh inning stretch, not jinxing a no-hitter or perfect game. Baseball traditions even include everything from entrance music to pies in the face. But probably the most interesting and fun tradition of all might be the one that unites the players and fans together. This tradition is the rally cap. The rally cap is a way to urge your teammates or team to, well, rally up from behind. Often teams will do it when they're in need of a walk-off or comeback. University of Florida freshman outfielder Christian Dix explains.
A lot of times when people use rally caps is when, like, their team is down or they feel like something good can happen at that time and they feel like it's a point in the game where they start getting a little momentum. Yeah, I think they use it when they start feeling a little momentum and they're down in the game.
The fact that the rally cap allows for the fans and players to interact and rally up together makes it an interesting tradition. Paul Chandler, the Florida Gator baseball team's strength and conditioning coordinator, agrees.
I think the whole idea of rally caps is fun, and I just think, you know, it's just different from team to team and level to level of, you know, what team's really, really into it and what team's not. It's just all about the players that you have in the dugout and what they think's going to work or not work.
Tradition starts young. Christian Dix says the first time he remembers seeing the rally cap was as a kid.
Probably playing rec ball, like, as a little kid somewhere and playing against some team. And I think one of my friends did it, and they had been playing, like, my team had been playing together for a while, and they would do it all the time. And I had never known or seen that before in my life, so they introduced me to it at a pretty young age.
Dick says he sees the rally cap a lot in college ball. With all the games the teams play, they tend to stick with the superstition, especially if it's fun and it works.
Those guys really like to joke around and have their fun, and they believe in that stuff because they're actually, I feel like college teams actually grind it out more than professional teams because they actually have something to fight for.
There isn't just one way to wear your rally cap. The style varies from team to team and even player to player. Back when Dix played as a kid, his team developed their own style of the rally cap.
When I used to do it, we used to flip the hat inside out and wear it to the right and put the bill to the right side, and we would rub the bill. So that's how we used to do it.
So we know a lot of teams do it, and a lot of fans join in. But when I asked Dix whether or not it works, he said it all depends.
I mean, there were some times where it worked like a charm, and then there are some times where it just wasn't our day, I guess. I feel like in the commercial, I guess it's not weird if it works.
You can look around at other traditions in the sports world, like rushing the football field, the hockey handshake, or the rugby haka. There's no other sport with more superstition or tradition than baseball. And none of those traditions unite the players and fans quite like the rally cap. With ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Chelsea Ray.